Vreska.
Hi, I'm Mark, loudandheavy.com. Pleasure to sit down with you guys today. So, would you like to go through, introduce yourself? Maybe, tell us a little bit about the band?
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, I'm Brianna. I sing and I play bass. And I've been here since the beginning in 2012 or 2013 and whenever it was. Yeah, so that's me.
I'm Gabe. I play the drums and percussion, and sometimes I sing, and I've been here since, like, about a year and a half after the band started, so about, like, 2013, so.
Right. I'm Luis. I do keys. I've just recently joined the band, like, about a month ago, would you say?
Something like a month ago.
Tristan.
I'm Tristan, down here.
Yes.
Yeah. I play guitar. And
sometimes back the vocals?
Yeah, sometimes I also have to do lead vocals. It's always all
Yeah, good. Sometimes.
So I heard you say that it's been a few years now that the band has been together. How did everything come together? Have you known each other for a long time, or was something that's kind of just spawned?
Yeah. It's a weird coincidence. I've known all these people for quite a long time, through, like, middle school, basically. And I started a totally different band through this summer music program. It was, like, a kind of pop-punk band, I guess.
Kind
I don't know.
Of.
And members in that band just kind of kept, like, you know, changing, and eventually this just happened, and, like, through changing members, our style changed a lot, and we just kind of became a different band, and now we're this.
Very nice. So, you gotta ask, where's the band name come from? What is a Kreska? Or
Kreska is a Spanish word that means to grow.
Right on.
And Kreska. Kind of like the command tense of it, so it's like telling you grow.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I've had a chance to look a little bit into your band. You sent me the links. So it looks like you have the two singles posted that you've recorded, Love and Wither Explode. So behind those, I mean, there seems to be a whole bunch of different influences and, you know, sound styles that really come into your music, which is really cool. I mean, it's my best way of explaining this would be, like, it's kind of a musical journey. You know, you never really hit hearing the same thing the same song, you know?
We've heard that word journey multiple times. Glad to hear that.
And not the cheesy journey. We're not, you know, we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the whole other side of that? So, where do you get your inspirations from, really? I mean, how do you sit down with all this?
I feel like we each could have, like, a different answer for this question.
Yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, but overall, it's kind of, like, really similar to, like, Boris or, like,
I wouldn't
Sun
say it's really similar. Or... It definitely had a lot of influences of, like, hardcore punk and drum music and sludge metal, but also has elements of, like, progressive rock and maybe more subtle music as well.
And meanwhile, I'm also influenced by, like, I used to be in a pop-punk band, like I said, so there's also, like, a catchy element to all of it.
And then you like bands like The Cure and stuff.
Yeah.
Big Cure. I picked up on The Cure and then, you know, that psychedelic, you know, 70s.
Led Zeppelin.
Rock. Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Very cool. I loved it. So I mean, what's next? I mean, there's the two songs. I mean, is there more in the works? I mean, is there a full album?
All right, Tristan's gonna elaborate for us.
We have a whole release schedule that we haven't really fully announced. I don't know if we will, but we're basically gonna release a single every month for a while.
Yeah, until about April, and then we're
next
gonna
year.
Now
we're just gonna put out the full album with a few extra tracks on it.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we got a few more months of looking forward to here.
Definitely,
you know, I'm gonna keep a close ear to this and follow you. So how about in a live setting? I mean, you get a chance to get out and play these songs live, and do you do a lot of shows around town here, or?
Yeah, we over the summer we were playing like every 2 weeks, sometimes every week. We really went crazy and tried to like get ourselves out there over the summer. And then this one joined, and we've been
We took a bit of a hiatus, right?
Yeah, we did.
Really, we slowly built up our sound from the bottom up again. Then you came in, and then we just added you, and we did an acoustic show, and then we did a full electric show. And then now we're going to do another one, but this one's probably going to be a little bit more dramatic.
Yeah.
Theatrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we try to play every 2 to 3 weeks or so.
We try to never do the same thing twice.
Yeah, we like to keep things fresh as well
in our performances. But we play so often that if we don't mix it up, then no one's going to want to go.
We like to improv and stuff like that.
You know, main sound standpoint, it's always good to keep evolving. You know, you don't want to be one of those bands that, you know, just dies off on its own because they never really adapted to change, or, you know, we're able to, you know, leap off that ledge once in a while to take a dip.
But at the same time, I feel like you do have to have some consistency to your sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong there.
It becomes like your motto.
That's true.
Yeah.
how you speak to music will be evident no matter what music you're making.
So I got to ask, I mean, you all look relatively young. in the local music scene as a whole, do you find it hard to be taken serious playing so young?
We did it first.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore, especially because Sacramento is such a music scene. Young people.
We know lots of people who, you know, who are our age, who are also in bands, and they're the kind of people that we normally try to play with. And,
well, we've played definitely some older bands.
Yeah, we've played with adults, too, obviously. Of was pretty cool.
Yeah,
Oakland
was pretty awesome.
But,
it seems like a lot of bands coming up around 17, 18.
Yeah. So.
But it's cool. Like, a lot of the local musicians don't really seem judgmental about the fact that we're young at all. Like, a lot of them just seem really accepting.
It's a very welcoming scene.
Yeah.
Really good to hear. One thing I was really curious about, you know, because, I mean, I'm no, like, ancient age here, but, you know, I mean, I've been around the scene for quite some time, so, I mean, it's really refreshing, honestly, to see people, you know, younger in age, your age especially, you know, that can still go out there and put out good music, still, you know, keep people like me interested. You know, it's awesome. I mean, I commend you for that.
It's very nice to hear. Thank you.
So, what do you got planned from here? I mean, I know you said you got this release schedule, more or less, for your songs. You can get back out to keep playing some shows. I mean, what do you got planned for the rest of the year here?
We're just going to play, like, consistent shows. Like we said, we've had a couple over the summer, and then we have one.
We've had, like, 7 or 8 over the summer.
And
we have one in 2 weeks.
We have one coming up pretty soon, and then after that, I mean, we probably won't be too busy. I mean, we'll have some upcoming shows, but we're mainly working on, like, recording singles and, like, the release date and everything.
Maybe not every 2 weeks, but definitely every month, a show.
Yeah. A show at least every month. Our next one is on the 7th, October 7th, at the Naked Lounge.
Our shows are almost put together in music.
Yeah.
We do the show first and recording second.
Yeah,
we'll be releasing 12th of every month.
Yes, we're releasing the singles that we have on the 12th of every month.
I think we're really trying to not only focus on making songs, but also making kind of musical experiences that don't necessarily fall into the structure of how you would perceive a normal song.
Yeah, we're trying to get a little bit more experimental with our sounds and go into, like, you know, just, like, kind of more, like, ambient, like, noise music and stuff like that.
And but, like, and but still, we're not going to lose the elements of structure music.
We
actually
have
a lot more structure.
We want to be able to, like, transition it into something that people are, like, really kind of unfamiliar with, but then, like, bring it back into, like, just, like, music that they can, like, relate to and understand more, you know?
Like, there'll be definitely a lot more addition of, like, synthesizers, and, like, we're thinking of doing electronic drums and, like, just electronic, like, things to kind of, like, add some new flair to our music.
And then
electronic influences, those are a definite thing.
Yeah,
we tried this experiment at our last show where I took this collage of like different sounds and different recordings that I kind of mixed all together. Like it was really like really psychedelic and spacey, and then they just kind of improvised over it.
And now this is the whole song that we're actually now turning into a fully.
Man, these shows sound like an experience. I definitely need to get out the one.
Yeah. We'd love to see
psychedelic.
It's not psychedelic like in the typical sense of what you would think about.
Yeah.
It, like it's not really like psychedelic rock or anything, but I don't know, it's kind of still just kind of like kind of, I don't know, it shares something with like psychedelia.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the realm.
Yeah. Like we're working on like he said, we had like a recording we played while we did like a drone song. We're kind of like moving toward the direction of like structured songs, but they're more of like soundscapes instead of just like verse chorus.
Yeah.
And,
but again, we've never really been about verse chorus.
Yeah,
we started out with the 2 verse chorus singles.
We've always been very progressive.
Yeah,
so.
We actually started with a lot of like 9 minute and 8 minute songs that have long, complex song structures.
The musical journey.
Yeah, we'll definitely be like trying to do shows more out in like different cities like San Francisco, and like we did one show out in LA, which was
we got invited to an LA festival.
It was we'll definitely be doing some more shows like more spread out.
But at the same time, I don't want to lose base with Sacramento. Because
we're staying grounded in Sacramento, but we're trying to occasionally reach out here and there to try to expand the
music scene here. I really like the people here, and I really like the atmosphere here. It seems like all the bands here are so interested in being nice to each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And they don't have any bad blood.
Yeah,
especially
like
when bands get more famous, everyone looks up to that band instead of looking down on them, like we see in so many music scenes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of synergy.
Yeah, and it's really cool, especially with TV Fest getting a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. I think that Sacramento's going to become a bustling place.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that too, and everything.
Yeah.
To be like a real city or something.
Yeah, I mean, between that fest and then you got, what is it, Aftershock that runs, or been running the past few years now too, I mean, solely here in Sacramento. It's definitely a bigger and bigger music community, you know, especially as it progresses, so definitely a good place to be.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I appreciate all of you taking, you know, some time out here to sit with little old me here and talk music for a few minutes.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed your questions.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It feels you listen to our music and you researched a little bit.
Yeah. I like what you mean. No, I mean, I really enjoyed the two songs that you had, and I look forward to hearing some more.
That's really good. No, thanks.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for your time.